Proverbs 21:20. There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. But a foolish man squanders it, his oil and treasure. So the desirable treasure and oil in the house of the wise, but the foolish man squanders his treasure and oil. According to the given parable, Apostle Arkady writes, both a wise person and a foolish person possess the same treasure and oil. The only difference is that the wise person values his treasure and finds his satisfaction in it. The foolish, however, squanders this treasure as he does not know its true value. What is this treasure and this oil? Treasure in the given parable, Apostle Arkady writes, is imperishable treasure or unfading. Oil is anointing in the form of authority over your treasure. And so the wise person has the right to the power to receive imperishable treasure. The foolish loses his right to receive his imperishable treasure. And the question is why? The wise, his imperishable treasure, satisfies the hunger and thirst of his sacred person, and he finds his satisfaction and his contentment in these imperishable treasures. The foolish finds his satisfaction in perishable wealth and attempts, using unfading wealth in the form of spiritual principles of faith, to obtain perishable wealth, trusting that the spiritual principles of the faith of God, together with his religious godliness, are called to serve as means to gain perishable silver. Here is one of these spiritual principles that is part of the pure treasure, unfading, that is kept for us both in heaven and within our heart, which the wise protects and the foolish squanders. Galatians 6:6-8. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. According to this place of Scripture, the foolish concludes the principle to be that you will sow money and then you will reap money. The wise sees within the law of sowing and reaping this principle. The kind of soil you sow money, that is the kind of harvest you will reap. As soon as we accept the idea that sowing money, we will reap money, we end up within the power of the great deception of the demonic prince Mammon and serve now not God, but Mammon. And this happens when we replace what is correct with what is incorrect. What you sow, you will reap, and the foolish places his period there. I will sow money and reap money. The wise says there are two actually principles. Because it continues, that's the first principle, but it continues. The wise reads, if you sow into the flesh, you will of flesh reap corruption, and if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap everlasting life. And so the one understanding and the other determines then who is foolish and who is wise. If we agree with God's principle, then we need to sow to the Spirit, where there is imperishable treasure, and not sow into the flesh, that utilizes spiritual principles of faith to be able to become rich or wealthy, or to have the right to the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that you can receive popularity and receive human glory. In the book of Acts, it was written about one person who was named Simon. When the apostles came, he also received Jesus Christ, and when he saw that by the laying of hands by the apostles, people received the Lord, he brought them money and told and asked them, give me authority also that the one that I lay my hands on, I also will be able to bring to God. And Peter said, your silver will be for your destruction because you thought to receive God's gift with money The Holy Spirit can't be purchased. The gifts of the Holy Spirit can't be purchased. He said that this person will be destroyed, and then he asked them, please pray that that these things not have happened with me, because I did not know I can't purchase these things, because this is forbidden. God only gives this for free. When the one that thirsts, he needs to come and take the water of life for free. The water of life is always free. And the water of life is the Holy Spirit. You cannot buy him. He is given freely. And the Holy Spirit comes with gifts. Gifts can't be purchased either. You can't pay to learn in a biblical college so that they could teach you how to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is foolishness. Gifts are given only to the one the Holy Spirit desires, and not someone who received a diploma or certificate of some kind. And so not the Holy Spirit or gifts of the Holy Spirit can be purchased. Only oil is purchased. Water can't be purchased. The one who is thirsty, he needs to come and drink. But for oil, you do need to pay a price. Unwise virgins had said to the unwise, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. They said so that there not be an insufficiency with both you and us. You rather go and go purchase from the seller. And so we see that there are things we cannot purchase. There, you can't buy the Holy Spirit. You can't buy the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but you can purchase the oil. And if you pay the price and you purchase the oil, then the Holy Spirit will no longer be a guest within your house, but a master within your house. But when you pay the price for the oil. And so the scriptures say, a person who is instructed, share with all good. When a person who is being instructed shares together with the one who's instructing him, then they are blessed. And so we're going to pray right, we're going to sing right now, and we're going to participate in the service. We will sow our money, not so that we could reap money. We're going to sow this money so that this perishable money, this unrighteous wealth, as it's called in Scripture, is to demonstrate before the Lord that, Lord, we know we can't purchase the Holy Spirit. We know we can't purchase the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are purchasing oil. And when we come and pay the price for your oil, then the Holy Spirit will come as Lord and Master into our life, and we'll be able to open up the meaning, significance of the word. A spiritual person, a wise person, understands what God gives for free and never buys those things. And he knows what God will never give for free, and he pays the greatest price for this. Let us stand up and sing a psalm and participate in this great service.
Thank you.
Allow me to repeat after Pastor Arkady that every time the nation of Israel honor God with their tithes and offerings in the Temple of Solomon, Tabernacle of Moses, they were required as a command from Moses to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they were faithful to for thousands of years, where the same Israel connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree, we will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.